You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Twins head to the winter meetings under the new leadership of Derek Falvey and Thad Levine. The Twins won't say they're fully rebuilding, but at this point, it seems pretty obvious the Twins are looking to rebuild this year, having lost Trevor Plouffe via free agency. Obviously, they're trying to look to add a catcher right now, having lost Kurt Suzuki to free agency as well. Pitching is going to be the number one priority for the Twins, trying to find starting pitching. The Twins finished last in the majors in ERA last year, so pitching is going to be a priority. They'll look at the starting pitching market via free agency, but also via trade. The problem is there's not too many top starting pitchers available via free agency. The same kind of issues with catching as well. There are some veteran backstops out there, none that are really kind of game-changing catchers available via free agency. But the Twins kind of the two biggest things right now are pitching and catching. Like I said, they're not going to make a big splash just because the team kind of is still kind of in a rebuilding mode in the sense. And they won't fully say that they're rebuilding because they still have some solid pieces. But the big thing to watch out for is if they decide to trade some of their veterans. Brian Dozier, all-star second baseman, hit 42 home runs last year, could be on the trading block. The Twins do see him as a valuable part of their team, but given the value that he has, and especially with a top prospect in Jorge Polanco behind him who could fill in at second base next year, Dozier could be on the move. Right-hander Irvin Santana, a veteran starting pitcher, could be on the move as well. But at the same time, the Twins do need starting pitching, so trading Irvin Santana wouldn't make too much sense. But if they can get some good young players, they'll certainly listen. So I think the biggest thing with the new front office is first winter meetings here will be kind of lay some groundwork, talk to some other GMs, get a feel for the roster, try to fill in some help here at catcher and starting pitching. But more than anything, it's kind of still getting a feel for this organization. And maybe just kind of talking with other teams and agents and trying to see what this kind of roster goes forward. Because, like I said, this team is trying not to fully rebuild, but at the same time, having lost 103 games last year, it's going to be tough for them to contend this year. So I think it's kind of a case of the new front office trying to add guys. They're going to be part of their long-term future more so than their short-term future.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.